Hello.
Hi. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. So in terms of gender, what do you identify yourself as? Hello, is anybody there?
Yeah.
Great. So in terms of gender, what do you identify yourself as?
As a lady.
All right. Would that be female then?
Would that be what?
Female.
Yes, female.
Thank you. So would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
No, what is this for?
Well, this is an opinion survey, and we talk fairly about political topics, as well as talk with topics about issues happening right now. For example, the elections, things like abortion, like black communities, things like that.
I'm 58.
All right, thank you. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
12.
12th grade. All right, thank you. So would that be like a high school graduate diploma?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So are you of any Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
No? All right. Would you mind sharing your race?
I'm black.
Black? All right, thank you. So are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes? All right, perfect. So how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
All right. So, as you may know, there's going to be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices. So, on a scale of 0 to 10, how likely are you to vote in those elections? A 0, meaning not at all likely, and a 10, meaning you're extremely likely to vote.
Extremely likely to vote.
So a 10, then?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in those elections on a scale of 0 to 10? Where a 0 means not at all motivated, and a 10 meaning you're extremely motivated.
10.
10, all right, thank you. So how much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 0 means no power at all, and a 10 means a lot of power.
I didn't get the first part of your question.
So the question was, how much power do you feel that your vote has to create changes in your community on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 0 means no power at all, and a 10 means a lot of power.
Who has no power?
No, so how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change in your community?
Who has?
Oh, you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so on a scale of 0 to 10, how much power do you feel that you have? With a 0 meaning no power at all, and a 10 meaning a lot of power.
0.
0, all right. Mm-hmm. So, thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what of the following issues are most important to you when voting this year? And you can choose up to 2 of the issues if you would like. So, the list goes climate change, student loan forgiveness, cost of living and inflation, racism and discrimination, teaching history in schools, crime and violence, abortion, immigration, voting rights and democracy, criminal justice reform and police violence, jobs in the economy, Israel and Palestine conflict, or health care?
Crime and cost of living.
Crime? You said crime and cost of what?
Living.
Living? All right, thank you. So now I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and organizations on a scale of 0 to 10. Where a 0 means you do not like them, a 5 is neutral, and a 10 means that you do like them. And if you've never heard of them, that's also an option. So the first person is Donald Trump.
0.
Kamala Harris.
A 10.
Project 2025.
I don't know anything about Project 25.
All right. Joe Biden.
A 10.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
The Democrats in Congress, a 10.
In a Congressional Black Caucus.
What did you say?
Congressional Black Caucus.
10.
10, all right, thank you. So, if these recent elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Say what?
If the 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Kamala.
Kamala, I thank you. And how certain are you that you're going to vote for her? Would you say you're very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Very certain.
Very, I thank you. And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Oh, I didn't hear you.
If the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
All right. And would you say that Democrats in Congress all keep their promises? They keep some of their promises. They only keep a few of their promises, or they keep none of their promises to Black Americans?
They keep them.
All of them or some of them?
Some of them.
All right. So does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress? Or does it make no difference?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, for sure. So does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress? Or does it make no difference?
I will still vote for Democrats.
All right. So would you say it makes no difference because you were still going to vote for them anyways?
Right.
All right. So thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of office?
Yeah, to repeat that.
For sure. So thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of office?
Are you going to repeat that again?
Would you like me to explain it in a different way?
I think so.